policy. Personally, I don't have a foreign policy. That is, I don't change my view on how to treat a person based on her place of residence. I want all my transactions to be fair, whether they are with the person next door or someone on the other side of the planet. All people are created equal, and I will do my best to treat them all as equals. Unfortunately, the government of the USA very definitely has a foreign policy. The US government feels it has the perfect right to kill foreigners without a warrant, trial, or any other objective justification. And over time, the definition of foreign has gotten to be more and more inclusive. We are now seeing the routine application of deadly force against U.S. citizens by the U.S. government without such niceties as trials or convictions. But if some people in the USA are seen as foreigners that the government can abuse at will, people in other lands are given even less consideration by the rulers of the USA. Our rulers routinely exterminate people in foreign lands in large numbers without apparent qualms of conscience. Madeleine Albright, a former U.S. Secretary of State, famously said it was worth it to kill 500,000 Iraqi children. I don't understand the chain of logic that led her to this startling conclusion. Perhaps an expert in abnormal psychology could shed some light. Maybe Donald Trump is wrong to criticize Ben Carson's presidential campaign on the basis that Ben Carson is pathological. Being pathological might very well be a requirement to lead the U.S. government, or any government for that matter. If it were not so destructive, the so-called reasoning of our leaders would be hilarious. The U.S. government has practiced wholesale nuclear blackmail and extortion on the world since the end of World War II. But nuclear weapons have such horrendous consequences that they have only been used as weapons twice in recorded history. The U.S. government has not been able to use nuclear weapons on a routine basis, even though their use has remained very much on the table, as they say. Any threat loses its potency if it's not reinforced regularly and violently. So another weapon of choice has been developed that can deliver death to foreigners on a more retail level. Of course, I am speaking of drones. It appears that our rulers have not adequately considered the can of worms they are opening by routinely using drones to implement foreign policy. Nuclear weapons are expensive and difficult to develop. It has been possible for the U.S. to slow the spread of these weapons in order to maintain an illusion of global control. Drones are an entirely different matter. It is well within the capabilities of even the poorest state to develop weaponized drones. Even the Palestinians, with virtually no resources, have been able to hit Israel with primitive drones. When the Soviet Union fell, the U.S. neocons celebrated. They thought that the fall of the Soviet government was a sign of weakness, and there was now no barrier to their total control of the world. But the reality is that the Soviet Union was a huge burden to the people of Eastern Europe and Russia, and getting rid of it made the societies of Eastern Europe and Russia a lot stronger. Unfortunately, the neocon government of the USA remains a huge burden on the people of the Americas. Apparently, the pathological authoritarians that believe they rule the world today are going to have to rediscover the fundamental laws of politics and economics the hard way. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.